Here we are, Vikings Team Hotel, just outside of Charlotte, North Carolina, with a man who's going to call the game tomorrow. Vikings and Panthers, the game televised by Fox. Rondé Barber will have the call along with Chris Myers. You've had your production meetings. You've prepared all week for this game. What do you think?
Should be an interesting one. You know, both defenses are very similar, strong through the middle of their defense, D-tackle, linebackers, and safety. So that aspect will be something to play up. We know how explosive Carolina's been on offense. They put up 40 points last week. I did that game, and it was a sloppy game by them. They put up 40 points. So I think you got to expect that. The defense is going to need to come up big for Minnesota. Corners are going to be tested. There's giant receivers outside, and we know what Greg Olsen is at tight end. So I look at it, you know, Sam's going to have the type of game that he had last week. He's got great weapons on the outside, and 14 and 82, and if they get the run game going, it could be interesting.
When you look at defending Cam Newton, you know, you played in the league at a high level for a long time. Where do you even begin when you have to come into a game going against Cam in his home stadium?
Yeah, he's a monster, man. And to be honest with you, he's only gotten better in the past couple of years. He's matured on the field. Obviously, we've seen as evidenced by his MVP last year, but he's matured off of it as well. He's a good leader in the locker room. His team really looks up to him, and they expect a lot out of him, and he's delivered. But as far as defending him, I mean, you got to find ways to get hats on him and hit him. It's the only way to slow him down. And as much as people consider him a runner, he's really developed into a pocket passer. So you got to be able to collapse a pocket. You know, you guys have some pretty decent guys on the edge, 97, 99. I think can get after the passer pretty well. And they'll have to have big days.
Yeah. For the Vikings offense, you know, Matt Khalil, Adrian Peterson, Teddy Bridgewater, a lot of focus on.
Going, right?
Yeah, it keeps going. A lot of focus on who's not here. But for the players who are here, what do you like about this offense?
Well, you know, I saw Jarek as a rookie in a couple of his first games, and him and Asiata were 1,000-yard guys combined. They had 71 catches out of the backfield. I mean, I think it opens it up a little bit. They're a little bit more aggressive with these kind of players. You can probably expect more shotgun-type things because that's what Jarek does well. I don't see it as a limiting thing. I know they were struggling running the ball anyways. So this could be an opportunity to try some new things.
Now, Rondé played in the NFC South, so he's used to this. But we're at the end of September, and my weather app says it's 90 degrees. Is that going to be a factor for the guys tomorrow?
It was a factor last week for the boys from Northern California. San Francisco were here, and you could tell midway through the third quarter that they were gassed, and it took a toll. And it's probably when the game started to get out of hand, actually, is when Carolina started putting the, you know, kind of twisting the screw a little bit on them. So it'll play a difference. You know, I know it's still cool up in Minnesota. Yeah. It's already starting to get cool up in Minnesota. September here usually starts to wane, but it's brutal. It's hot outside.
It's going to be a fun matchup, and Rondé's going to call the game on Fox along with Chris Myers. Thanks for joining us, man. Have a good game, all right?
Cheers.